Reed says he's already received several inquiries from national and international developers interested in transforming the area around Turner Field once the Braves leave for Cobb County in 2017.
I have gotten no less than a half a dozen serious inquiries about that real estate parcel.
He didn't elaborate further. Reed said he supports recently approved legislation that creates a committee to help draft a new redevelopment plan for the area.
It's really going to be focused on community engagement and make sure that we plan with the community, not on them.
The committee is aiming to complete a new Turner Field redevelopment plan by next summer. Meanwhile, related to the proposed new Falcon Stadium, Reed plans to sign into law the community benefits plan approved last night 14-0 by the Atlanta City Council. The plan lays out a broad framework on how to divvy up $30 million in redevelopment money for the struggling neighborhood surrounding the stadium. The city isn't allowed to issue $200 million in taxpayer-backed bonds to help with stadium construction until the community benefits plan is finalized.
I'm happy. You know, we have a really aggressive construction schedule, and I haven't made a secret of the amount of energy that this takes from the administration.
Reed responded to critics who say the community benefits process was flawed and doesn't have enough community buy-in.
There were 20 meetings related to this process, and I would challenge anyone who questions our transparency to show me someone who's more transparent than we've been.
Construction on the new Falcon Stadium will begin in the spring and is set to wrap up by summer 2017. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.